USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th President Joe Biden opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in one year as America lost in all of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. State capitals across the country are seeing small, peaceful protests after bracing for much worse. Although no specific threat, security was ramped up in each of the nation's capital cities following what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Whether it's COVID-19 itself or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business. And so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Powerball drawing worth a projected $730 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C., to make sure there's no violence or unrest in the city, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. Major League Baseball is mourning the loss of a pitcher.
This is probably something, if it holds true to form of my career, Raleigh Fingers will do the last two parts of it.
Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75.
The first bat I had was an Al Rosen model. It had more nails in it than a lot of houses in the area, but I was playing baseball. And it didn't matter to me if I was throwing against a chimney, or against a garage, or throwing against a barn. I was playing baseball.
Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.